CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The headline from CNN. Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury, former chairman of the Federal Reserve, says U.S. default would trigger a global economic downturn. Certainly a stark warning. So I welcome Veronique Duregy of the Mercatus Center, writing most recently at Creators Syndicate about the debt ceiling debate, which is how it's presented itself these last days, of philosophies matching each other at a recent meeting at the White House. Veronique, a very good evening to you. Catastrophe, I see that word all the time. Economic and financial catastrophe. I don't want to entertain what happens. I want to understand what the debt represents. I think it's over $31 trillion. That debt, who pays for that debt? How do we go from year to year owing that much money? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, first, a default would be catastrophic, but I'm hopeful that they're going to actually find an agreement on time, because the debt ceiling, everyone agrees, needs to be raised. So who pays for the debt? Well, I mean, in theory, it's paid for with future surpluses, meaning it's all the taxes collected minus all the spending. So the question before us is, as we're increasing our debt, do investors believe that we're always good for repayment? And if we don't, I think, and if they don't believe that we're always good for repayment on all of that debt, then inflation will break out. And that will be also a really bad scene for the U.S. with high interest rates and all sorts of. I mean, we're seeing a mini experiment right now during it's going to destabilize. Not only are people, they don't like inflation, but on top of that, it is very destabilizing for banks and the financial sector, and because a lot of it rides on the knowledge that the U.S. government is solid and that its word matters.
The number you provide in your column says that we have to count on the fact that investors are going to buy $114 trillion in debt over the next 30 years. I can't imagine anybody going along with that. I mean, we're talking about the trustworthiness in the U.S. Treasury to pay. But we're getting these warnings now that the U.S. Treasury can't pay its bills. That's what will happen if we don't raise the debt ceiling, right? The government will stop issuing checks.
Well, so there are several issues there. I mean, the reason why we are having a debt ceiling fight is because the Republicans, at least some of them, think that we have a debt problem and they want to take a baby step to put conditions on raising the debt ceiling. Let's not forget that the bill that they passed raises the debt ceiling, except that in exchange, they want some spending cuts, which has been done many times in the last 40 years. In fact, the eighth largest deficit reductions have been all attached to the debt ceiling. But the question of the debt and that $114 trillion of shortfall, deficit, and debt accumulation in the next 30 years, that's even bigger than the debt ceiling. It's mostly Social Security and Medicare spending with a lot of interest on the debt. But even if you assume that interest on the debt were not as large as what CBO has projected it to be, you would still have many more times the debt accumulated during the next 30 years than we've had the entire history of the U.S. And the problem is, right now, as it is, the only way we're going to be, being able to kind of reduce that red ink is going to be either by very painful spending cuts or by enormous tax increases. And again, if investors think that the Fed are going to be accumulating all this debt without being able to do either spending or the taxing, they will take care, they will worry, and they will worry that the Fed is going to, the Federal Reserve is going to take care of it with inflation, and they're going to take measures today, and then we'll have inflation today. And that's, so it's like, it's not good.
You tell me that already foreign investors are hesitating, that the investment by China has been reduced, I guess other countries. So they already doubt us, right? It's not fresh doubt, it's old doubt.
So wait, 50% of our debt used to be owned by foreigners. Now it's only 30% of our debt. 25% it's a Federal Reserve, and 45% it's domestic investors. So why, I'm not 100% sure why we've gone from 50 to 30%. Is it because the Federal Reserve has stepped in and there's a crowding out effect, or is it because they have their own problems and they can't buy as much as our debt? But it is true that in the last year, of the top 10 foreign owner of our debt, 8 of them have reduced their holdings. China and Japan have reduced their holding together to $2 trillion. Remember, we have a public debt of roughly $25 to $26 trillion, and the Federal Reserve has $5 trillion of that. So it is possible, for instance, that they would reduce their holdings because they don't want to lend to us for geopolitical reason.
Right.
If China goes to war with Taiwan, I doubt, and we lend a hand to Taiwan, they're not going to want to, you know, they may reduce their holding further. And again, if they have problems themselves, we've seen this during the pandemic, I mean, they might not be able to hold as much debt. So this is one of the things that's really concerning about the situation in the U.S. When you look at that shortfall is very likely a big part of it going to be paid for by issuing more debt. But if, for whatever reason, investors are either unwilling or unable to buy it all up, that's the real question. Are we going to find people to buy it all up? And it seems crazy to me to think that the answer is an obvious yes.
Right now, 30 seconds. Right now, the administration wants no change in its presentation. So the debt goes up. And we do this again, what, in a year or two? We just repeat, rinse and repeat. That's what's going to happen.
Last time the debt ceiling was raised was 2 years ago.
Right.
It was raised by $2.5 trillion. And look, it took 2 years to go through $2 trillion. So I don't know how much they're going to raise it this time, but we're going to go faster and faster through the debt ceiling. And because also, a biggest share of our budget is consumed by entitlement programs that are on autopilot. What it means is that the share of discretionary spending that politicians are fighting over is shrinking, not in nominal term, but in relative term. And so they're going to be fighting. We're going to be fighting more and more about the debt ceiling. Get used to it.
Veronique DeRogier of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.